Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production, where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in our communities. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Ryan McPherson. And before we introduce today's guest, let me please remind you to connect with us on social media. You can follow the Business Radio X Network and see what all of our studios are doing and hundreds of shows across the network at Business Radio X on Twitter. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Check out some photos and links back to our interviews of our guests. And today's guest on the line is Lori Sagawa, calling to us from Seattle. Is that right, Lori?
Actually, Vaughn, Washington, but Seattle is my closest city.
Oh, well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Lori. If you would, please share with our listeners a little bit about your background and how you're helping folks today.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Ryan. I'm a baby boomer and Japanese American and struggled for most of my life, especially during childhood, being blamed for the bombing of Pearl Harbor and teased and faced prejudice. But I decided to turn that pain into gain and discover about my Japanese roots. And I found that once I began researching and interviewing and actually traveling to Japan, I became fascinated and I love it. And now that is what I embrace and teach about the code of the Bushido, the principles that the samurai lived by many years ago.
And you're teaching this to business leaders. What type of business leaders are you out there helping the most?
Well, I'm helping actually mostly women right now, and I love helping women. I love, and I'm working very closely with the Japanese community, working with the message that they have because of the struggles that my parents and grandparents have. We're turning that into gain, into helping other people not face that same ordeal that my parents and grandparents faced.
Right.
During World War II.
And helping women in business and helping women in leadership, that's got to be very empowering for you as well.
It is. I did a wonderful one-day seminar with Tracy Klinkroff in Seattle and working with different business women and organizations. And I also work in the prison, the women's prison, helping the women find a better life.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, because sometimes that can be a forgotten group of society. And if you're helping them,
they are forgotten.
That is really good work that you're doing. And I know from the interviews we do here in the studio that women bring so much to the leadership position and the entrepreneurial tract that we can all learn from that. What are some of those special qualities that you see that women are bringing to the table day in and day out across America?
Well, I see that women are bringing the skills that they have that's just innate in them, being the nurturers, but they're also very, very persistent. I love the tenacity of women and women just finding their own voice and realizing that they have an important part to play, whether they're raising children or they're in the community or their business as professionals, whatever their calling is in life, they bring that to the table. Women never give up. I just feel that the women are, we're just starting to find our voice or beginning to find more of where we fit in society and that we have an awful lot of contribution to make to the world.
Yes, definitely. And in your book, The Courage of a Samurai, you mentioned the seven sword sharp principles for success. Can you talk about those, please?
Yes, I will first tell you which they are, what they are. It's courage, integrity, benevolence, respect, honesty, honor, and loyalty. Those are the seven principles that the samurai live by. And then at the end, I added gambaru or gambatte, meaning try your hardest, do your best, never give up, and go for broke. And that is what my mother taught me is to... There's always a way. You just continue to believe in your dreams and you go for it and you never give up and you continue to seek answers and find other people that can help you along the way. And that's what how I've lived my life because that's what she taught me.
Yeah. And so when you began this work, was it the work came after the book or did you find yourself writing this book after years of helping people?
Well, I was actually helping people, you know, after I raised my children and all during that time, helping people, helping women, and then just trying to find my voice. And what I found out is that every one of us all have contribution to make, and nobody's more important than the other person. So I went to Toastmasters and found that I actually had something to say to the world, and I began speaking, and I love speaking, and I work with women. I speak to communities. I speak to organizations and just try to encourage people and inspire them to be all that they can become. And for each one of the principles that I wrote about people that would exemplify the principles, like who encouraged me in the beginning was Chuni Sugihara. He was a Japanese Schindler and wrote visas against the government of Japan and Lithuania while he was a consul from Japan to Lithuania. He saved over 6,000 lives writing 2,000 visas, risking his life and his family's life and his career, and he lost almost everything by doing so. But he said that, I have to do the right thing. I have to save lives, and saving lives is more important than obeying my command. And so he risked everything doing that. And after that happened, or after I heard about him, I was actually sustained two automobile accidents, two rear end, and that left me with TBI, traumatic brain injury. My vision was skewed. I was reading at seventh grade level. I wasn't able to function very much. I could do maybe one appointment a day, and then I'd be tired for the rest of the day. So I went through thousands of appointments in order to get better because I was not functioning at a very high level. But I was determined to do that. And one of my goals was to write the book. Okay. I figured that if I could write this book and share my message to the world, then I would be able to overcome TBI. And so I'm happy to say that I was just released from the speech pathologist, and I was tested very low. I wasn't even functioning at middle range. And then what happened, now I'm up at functioning level, which is great. I'm so happy and thrilled that the brain can and does heal. But it takes work. You can't just sit back and let it happen. You have to work for it.
Absolutely. And the book writing was something that sounded like that didn't come easy either. You knew you had a story to tell, but you had to go to Toastmasters and learn to tell that story, and then had to get those ideas onto paper. Walk us through a little bit of that book writing process. How long did it take it? And then how long did it take you to write it? And how long before it took you to get it published?
Okay. Well, thank you. It took quite a while because while I was recovering from traumatic brain injury, I would write and then I would get tired and put it aside and I'd write some more. And it took probably about 6 years, but I had book coach as well as an amazing editor. And he understood the Japanese culture and encouraged me through the whole process. And I'm sure that he would get a little maybe frustrated with me, but it did take quite a while, but it was worth it. You know, anything that you do in your life, it's worth it to hang in there, to try your hardest, do your best, never give up, and grow for broke. And these principles that I write about, like courage and integrity, honesty and honor, they're so timeless. They're applicable today, and especially in today's new political climate. No matter which way you go, we still are human beings, and we need to be respectful and honor one another. Benevolence, just walk our walk and be the kind of change that we want to see in the world.
Definitely. If you want to see the change, you got to be the change. And that's what you're helping people do through your coaching, through your book writing, helping women business owners. You said you mentioned helping the Japanese community out there. Any advice you would give to someone who's thinking about writing that book? You said it took you 6 years, but any advice you may give to someone who, you know, could get it to market a little sooner, some tips you learned along the way?
Well, one thing that I would just highly recommend is just believe in the message that you have to share with the world. And the word I have is gambatte. It's a Japanese word for try your hardest, do your best, never give up, and go for broke. And I also write about it in my book, the 100th 442nd of the Japanese armed military. They were segregated and they wanted to prove their loyalty by fighting for the American U.S. Army. And there's also 522nd and the Military Intelligence Service, who translated like 18,000 documents so that the war efforts on our behalf were shortened and lives were saved. So there's a lot of principles and people that I write about that will help everyday people, whether you're in high school, or I have senior citizens that have read the book several times and they tell me that it's very inspirational. And that was what I wanted to do. I always love to encourage people, and I believe in people. I believe in people's greatness, and I believe that most people don't realize what they're capable of doing. And so I love to help people find themselves and discover their gifts and talents, and so that they can be more effective in doing whatever they're called to do.
Now, if someone wanted to call you to get some help with Samurai Coaching, what are those kind of pains they're experiencing now that they can see is the writing on the wall that says, you know, I need to pick up the phone and call Lori?
Oh, well, I would love to hear from you. My telephone number, cell phone, is 253-318-3768. Or you can go to my website at www.loriwhaley.com. That's LoriWhaley.com. And see a series of events. Right now, I'm going to be speaking at the University Bookstore. That'll be Wednesday, the 25th at 7 o'clock. And then on February 5th, I believe. No, yes. Mm-hmm. February 5th, I'm going to be going to Kingsbrook in Tacoma at 3 o'clock. And I know it's a Super Bowl game day, but I'm sorry about that, but that's what the day we had to, yeah, we had to do. I'm also on LinkedIn, okay, and Lori Sagawa Whaley. And my Facebook is Lori Sagawa Whaley and Lori Sagawa Whaley author. Mm-hmm. I would love to connect with anyone that would love to talk about coaching or perhaps a speaking event. And I'm very open to that, and I do complimentary coaching sessions, or discovery sessions, we'll call them, to see if my coaching would be a good fit for them.
Are you helping clients just in the local Tacoma, Seattle area, or are you helping folks from all over?
Well, it's by phone. Usually it's by phone because I live way out in, I call it the boonies, but it's outside of Seattle, about an hour and a half outside of Seattle. So most of it is done by phone, and occasionally, sometimes, it's done in person.
Well, that's great. And I know there's been lots of folks that have come through Samurai Coaching and have gotten some good help. There's great testimonials about Lori and what she can do for you on her website. Again, that's LoriWhaley.com, LoriWhaley.com. And like she mentioned, she's all over Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. When you're not helping people, when you're not coaching others, what do you like to do in the off time to get inspired or get motivated?
Well, I have 5 adorable grandchildren
All
that
right.
keep me very happy and busy. And I also am a dancer. I love to do Israeli folk dance, and I do that almost every week that
Israeli
I can.
Israeli folk dance. I've never heard
and
of that.
Connecting with my Japanese roots. Oh, I also forgot to mention that through my discovery, I found out that our family was samurai blood. Hmm. And so that's why I've had such a strong affinity to the samurai, because that's in my blood. It's in my DNA, so...
That's fantastic. And you sound so passionate in your work. I know you're doing good things for people. You mentioned some events coming up there, and you're going to be at your book signings. And we are so glad we got the opportunity to talk to you today here on Business Radio X. Remind our listeners one more time how they can find you if they need your services.
Okay. The easiest is LoriWhaley.com, www.LoriWhaley.com, or Lori at LoriWhaley.com. Or my cell phone. You can just call me at 253-318-3768. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll have all that information posted up on our website, businessradiox.com, once this interview is published. So thank you, Lori, for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in here today. If your company is out there doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. We love to feature you here on air. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you next time on the radio.